I am Fightback Ninja, and I will help you to fight back against scammers, spammers, and time wasters.
What to do when your website has been copied? As many of us know, it can be a long, tough job to build a website with great content that attracts customers and serves their need. But it's an essential part of most businesses nowadays. Unfortunately, there are some out there who want to use your success to their advantage by simply copying your graphics, contents, ideas from your website, or even just duplicating the whole website and putting their name on it. So what can you do? Now, if your site suffers from copying like this, the first step is collect evidence. Take screenshots of your site and the copy, and then try to contact the owner of the copycat site. If the copying is not too serious, maybe just a copied picture or something like that, then maybe a warning will lead to removal of the problem content. But in some cases, the copying is part of a very deliberate plan to defraud people, and you may get the blame from scammed customers, because the fake website is likely to have links back to your customer service lines. So, steps to take. Number one, use a free lookup service, www.whois.com, and that'll tell you who's registered the site's domain name. Usually you get a contact email address, that kind of thing. Sometimes it's kept anonymous. Number two, contact the internet company that is hosting the website. You can request the page be taken down, but you'll need evidence to back that up, of course. Number three, search engines. If you're ignored by the site owner, then you can submit requests to Google and Bing or any other search engine to have the site removed from their listings. Number four, DMCA takedown. In the case that you need the site to be taken down completely and you've been ignored by the copycat person and by their hosting company, you can request a DMCA takedown. It costs you $199 per site, but it's worth it because then that site is completely destroyed. Number five, seek legal advice. If you don't succeed, then it's time to get legal advice and go after the owner of the website for damages. This can be time-consuming and expensive, so it depends on the level of damage the copycat website is causing to your business and your reputation.
I am Fightback Ninja. Check out my blog online, fightback.ninja.